back to earlier when we talked to Andy from the Marquette Waterfront Festival. It's community with a C.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A scare in Washington, D.C. after a private jet became unresponsive in the skies over Washington, prompting the military to scramble fighter jets. Those jets reported the pilot appeared unconscious. The plane eventually crashed in Virginia. The FAA says four people were on board. Following the passage of a bill to lift the debt ceiling and avoid default, Democratic Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill says she hopes it's a sign of softening partisanship.
I do have hope that we can build on this, the goodwill from this in some areas of the caucus, to continue to move forward good legislation.
President Biden has also praised the bipartisan effort to get the deal done in time. State officials in California say they're not sure exactly who was behind sending a private jet with more than a dozen migrants from South America to Sacramento. State officials say they suspect it was the state of Florida due to some paperwork the migrants had, but they have not yet heard back from state officials there. This is ABC News. An Illinois jury has found former Family Feud contestant Tim Bleefnik guilty of murdering his wife, Becky, after she was shot dead in her home last year.
The family of Becky Bleefnik expressing relief after a jury convicted Tim Bleefnik of murdering her in 2022. Prosecutors say by climbing into Becky's window and shooting her more than a dozen times before their divorce was final. Becky's sister, Sarah, says in the months before she was murdered, Becky filed multiple orders of protection and sent a text saying she was afraid her soon-to-be ex was a danger to her and her three sons.
You know, that was the first time where she illuminated or she made clear that, you know, something is dramatically wrong.
Tim Bleefnik, who once was a contestant on Family Feud, now looking at possible life in prison. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hundreds of people crowding a popular Detroit beach over the weekend, even though it was closed over an E. coli contamination. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight. Except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Barron, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
We're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome, one and all. How you doing? Hope you're having a good night. Jimmy K here. Rocker and Terry Barr are off tonight. And it's time for Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more information at movetomadison.com. I don't have a big introduction written, but I don't think we need one at all. Our next guest tonight, they've been around Madison for a while. They pack shows, and they got brand new music dropping tonight here on Max Inc. Radio. Say hello to Magic Conch. We got Andy, we got Andrew and Mark, and Jack is in here by spirit because he's in Minneapolis. Hey, guys, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it. This is really exciting. I'm sure the fan base is just itching to hear some music, and how cool is that? Let's go back in time before we talk about the new stuff. I want to take you back to December of 2018. That's when Wombology was released. And that excitement that you had and everything that's kind of happened between then and now. how is the band Magic Conch growing?
Well, I think releasing that first album was, I mean, I think just so exciting as a group to finally do that sort of thing. So the second time around, gosh, it's taken us 5 years. You just said it was 2018.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that just shows how much more we thought about it this time, or just like nitpicked stuff. That's my perspective.
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of hard to answer it broadly, like how we've grown as a group, because we've just kind of kept on keeping on the way we do, and it seems to get easier as time goes on, which is cool.
I think one of the nice things about COVID, which is a weird thing to say, is that we had all this extra time that we were sitting around, and we were able to really dig into what we wanted our next album to be like. So I think that we really grew, we were able to grow during that time of just standstill.
What was a key moment in the last 4.5 years since Wombology for Magic Conch? Were things really clicked with y'all, whatever it was?
I think maybe the first time that we really played like all of these tunes on the album together, we were playing a show at the Rigby with another band that we used to play in, or a couple of us used to play in, and during that show, like the people that showed up and the sort of excitement they had for the songs and like the kind words they had to say after everything, like we had probably our best set that we've ever played. And it just happened to be like the first night where we were basically playing like all of our original content from the first and second album. Mm-hmm. So I think it might have been kind of then, but that's also just kind of like taking a nice peak moment where we just played really well. And that also, it just felt good.
I remember your Atwood Fest gig. That was fantastic. Do you like the outdoor festivals versus the sweaty bar, or do you like the sweaty bars?
I mean, you got to have some love for the sweaty bar when winter rolls around. But I'd say personally, I prefer playing outside whenever we get the opportunity. That's like one of the most fun things for me.
Mark, what do you think?
I'm a sucker for like good lighting. If anything that has cool flashy lights, sparkles, that's where I want to be. Yeah. So if it's inside or outside, I don't care.
Andrew?
I sort of agree with Mark. Nothing like says a show is going to be good. Like, I go into every show hoping it'll be fun, but there are certain peak moments where you start playing and the lights are cooler than you expect. And I think it just makes the show exciting. Like, you're only on stage for an hour and a half, so when something cool is happening and new, it makes it fresh and fun.
There are the best of both worlds. There's some outdoor festivals that have great lighting and a lot of fun. You know, if you get that, that's like the perfect gig right there, right?
Agreed.
Yeah. Magic Conch in the studio with us for Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Aaron Weber Group. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to call and ask these guys a question. Let's play a song. Brand new song off the new album is called Fine Dining and Breathing. Great title. We'll talk about that in a second. But let's tell us about the song After Dark.
Oh, After Dark. That was one of the earlier ones for the second album that we wrote. I think it must have been the second one that we fully fleshed out. But that was just like a real, like, meaty, funky, slow, groovy.
Nasty.
Nasty. Stanky.
I love the adjectives.
It's got a lot of adjectives.
I love it. Let's check it out right now. Brand new Magic Conch on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. Feed the young baby, so much better than it's been. Rousing chants fiendish, heartbeats dance to the rattle of the tambourine. Stars obscured from the sky. We'll be right back.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Magic Conch right there. Brand new Magic Conch. Fine Dining and Breathing is the name of the album. That was After Dark. Andy, you were hitting some notes there, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
That was impressive. So I normally get to listen to all the songs and stuff that I play here before the radio show, but I didn't get to preview these tracks we're playing tonight. And so I'm listening to it for the first time, and that song blew me away. That was fun. It started out kind of circus-y almost, then it went into that jam. I like that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Magic Conch in the studio with us, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Andy, let's talk about the album name, Fine Dining and Breathing. But more importantly, what is this this affectiation for... or this love affair you have for SpongeBob, Bob? Or was this SpongeBob?
Yeah, SpongeBob SquarePants. It's just a show that was really sort of iconic in our childhoods. And we all kind of connected on that when we first joined together. And I think that just sort of weaseled its way into the naming process, where we couldn't quite pick a solid name for the band, but we thought it would be cool if it was just like a SpongeBob reference, not like a super pot, like well-known one, but maybe one that if you watch the show enough, you'd pick up on that one episode where the magic conch is in. So I think that's another thing that is kind of a cool way to sort of connect with fans who are of similar age to us, is that like, if you watch the show, then you can definitely know where the word Wombology comes from, or Fine Dining and Breathing. These are just like key references to singular episodes.
So do you all have like SpongeBob viewing parties for band practice? Like you go into practice, but then, you know, SpongeBob comes on?
Honestly, if we had the time, I think we would. But we get down to business.
Get down to business.
I love the SpongeBob references because nothing about our band is SpongeBob at all, except for these little things we sprinkle in.
Right.
Except in the background where no one sees us, we crack like SpongeBob references at band practice or just all the downtime when you're not actually playing. And I think it's just like that little silly thing that we all kind of, I don't know, connect on, and it's just funny.
That's great. I've watched maybe two episodes. I feel so unhip right now.
It's a good show. Not even saying this like as a former child who enjoyed SpongeBob, it's a really well-written show in its first few seasons. I highly recommend it for all audience ages of all backgrounds. It's a wonderful show.
Let's talk about the writing of the songs. You know, what is the philosophy of the band? I mean, what comes first? The lyrics, a riff, a beat? How does it kind of all get married together?
I think that we definitely don't have any like process, except we always write in the practice space together, and usually someone will have something like After Dark. We just listened to that. The main verse riff is that super nasty bass line, and that's certainly something that Mark brought just at band practice.
Like, hey guys, look at this.
And I think we just spend, I don't know, the beginning of practice before we're actually doing business, just like jamming on stuff. So we'll just jam on like little ideas. And if there's something there, it's sort of like, okay, drop everything. Like it's going to be a song. So we'll just like, we probably fleshed out After Dark, like in one sitting, just from hearing that one riff and having one good jam session.
Well, as far as lyrics, where do you get the inspiration from?
Kind of all over the place, honestly. It depends on the song for sure, and it depends on like what kind of subject matter I want to get into, but a lot of the time it's the lyrics are going to come after the music for me. I don't really have like a big book of poems that I could potentially use as lyrics. They just kind of come as I'm sort of humming the melodies to myself at home. I just start thinking of fun ways I could implement some vocal melodies, and sometimes that comes first too, potentially depending on the song. I think of, you know, a line that could sound nice and say it out in kind of gibberish, and then eventually the words come later,
and then the band can, you know, play some music or come up with a riff on top of that. Interesting. That's the part of music that blows me away. I just can't wrap my head around creating a song, you know, the music, the lyrics. I mean, maybe write a poem or something like that, but to add music to it just blows me away. It's crazy. Magic Conch, live in the studio here at Max Inc. Radio. Let's hear another song. Actually, we're going to play two songs before the break here. Time in the Bottle. We'll play that second. Tell us about Time in the Bottle, Andrew.
Oh, man. Time in a Bottle is, I think, my favorite song on the recording of how it all came together. Andy should talk about the subject matter of it, but the recording of it, I think this is my favorite guitar solo Jack ever played, so stay tuned for that.
Love the guitar solos. Andy, do you want to add something to that?
Oh, I guess just this one's an interesting differentiation from our norm for the writing process, because Jack kind of threw out a title to go with this riff, that because it was mainly from him that he had thought of this really cool, just sort of like slow bluesy sort of sounding thing, and he had like a, you know, a could work could not sort of title that he just kind of threw out there, and I think it just kind of stuck. Like every time we came back to that riff, we didn't really know exactly what to call it, so we just call it the title that he kind of put out with that. So he called it Time in a Bottle, and I just thought that was really cool. And I just kind of wrote some lyrics around that, which is kind of surprising because usually I'll have the lyrics come first and then sort of decide on a title for the song. So it was kind of interesting to kind of have that starting point for me as the lyricist.
And we'll hear that song in just a moment. But first, The Cycle off the new album. Tell me about this song.
I could jump in on that one. I actually started, there was that kind of like boom, ba boom, ba boom, kind of bouncy bass beat that I would just play when we were like setting up and just goofing off. But I think a lot of that, the riffs came from kind of like Roma music. I just like went to Milwaukee and seen a musical called, I think it was called the Band's Visit. It's about like a group of musicians from Israel who come to Egypt, and they kind of like explore music through visiting people in Egypt. And after seeing that, I'm like, whoa, I had all these really kind of cool ideas to play, and I just had an upright bass when I was experimenting with that. So a lot of those kind of like weird little riffs, I'll say, were just me noodling on a bass. And then coming back from Milwaukee, then Indiana, then back to Madison, I was really excited to show these guys the music. And then, of course, you know, I show them something and they work the magic. We work the magic together, and Andy puts on the lyrics and everyone adds their part, and really came together. And I'm really happy with how it turned out.
Let's check it out right now. It's The Cycle, brand new Magic Conch on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh,
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is brand new Magic Conch. The name of the song is called Time in a Bottle. The album is called Fine Dining and Breathing. Magic Conch is in the studio. We're going to continue our conversation in just a moment. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. Also, Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call and ask Magic Conch a question about SpongeBob.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust move to Madison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Rock Onsen is coming to Summerfest, the world's largest music festival. 10 outstanding statewide high school and middle school grade bands will be rocking out on the Generec Power Stage June 23 and 24, competing for cool Rock Onsen prizes. Check out these cool bands that will be hitting the stage by going to rockonsin.org. Rock Onsen is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and also made possible by Max Inc. Radio. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rocking Wisconsin, produced by Dennis Graham Associates.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
It's time for the 34th Annual Marquette Waterfront Festival. Saturday, June 10th and Sunday, June 11th at Yahara Place Park in Madison. The Marquette Waterfront Festival is the official curtain riser to the East Side's glorious season of summer festivals. This year featuring a hot mix of local talent touring national acts on two stages, plus local vendors, food, beer, wine, kids games, and so much more. It's the Marquette Waterfront Festival, June 10th and 11th at Yahara Place Park in Madison, hosted by the Marquette Neighborhood Association.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome back to Live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio, the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget to hit the Max Inc. Radio podcast page at civicmedia.us and get the podcast. Plus, this show will replay on Sunday at the exact same time, 6 to midnight, on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I want to say Rob Roberts is filling in for me next week. I'm off. I'm going to, so check this out, guys. I have a question. This was our question of the night. You know those nights where there's like 10 shows that you want to go to?
Every night.
Yep. And so do you pick one show and have regrets tomorrow, or do you kind of bounce around and check out different shows?
Personally, if I had the energy, I'd love to go to every single show and bounce around if I can, but I like to maybe keep it at 2 maximum for the night. Yeah. I like to stay at one show for the whole time. If not, then I'll bounce around to something else, but nothing too crazy.
Mark, what about you, man?
I would like to bounce around too, but I'm always like, I find at my first stop or second stop, I'm like, these guys are so good, and then I just end up staying there. So it's usually, the tension is multiple places, but it's usually just one or two.
Yeah. Andrew?
I would go to as many shows as possible if I could, and unfortunately I can't.
Yeah, y'all are social butterflies, and I love it. Let's go around the table here. Andy, we'll start with you. Your favorite song on the new album here? I know, it's Picking Your Children, right?
Yeah. I mean, maybe Meet Me in the Middle, because that one's just kind of special to me. That was a fun one to write out the riff for, and it was really satisfying to see that like come into fruition and become a whole fleshed out song. I'm really proud of it.
What do you think, Mark?
Man, I thought that I would have more time. Shoot. Let me think. even though I don't play much in it, moments like these Like, I just get to sit back. Moments like this. See, I can't even think straight about it. It's moments like this. Moments like this, everyone. Okay. I just get to sit back and really enjoy the guitar riffs. I'm just kind of sitting back with Andrew, just kind of holding down the fort. But then Andy and Jack just kind of, you know, they take it away, and I love it.
Andrew, I think you already disclosed what your favorite song is.
Yeah, I think Time in a Bottle just, like, sonically turned out incredible. But I definitely have other songs that I think are more fun to play live, or not even more fun, but some of them are more live songs. Like After Dark is one of my favorites just to play live.
The album's called Fine Dining and Breathing. Talk about the artwork. I haven't seen the artwork yet, so I wish I could see a picture of it, but tell me about the artwork.
Well, I don't know how much I want to disclose, but we sort of we did a photo session with our favorite photographer who does live music photography for us. That's Kyle Hilker of Shatter Imagery. He takes some of the best live music photos.
They're truly incredible.
Not even kidding. Like, comparing him to, like, all the other people that you see, like, posting professional pictures, it's like, oh yeah, no, they're not good. They're not as good.
I see my favorite, like, big box touring band photos, and they're not as good as Kyle's photo. Like, Kyle, become astronomically famous. He's going to be. It's amazing.
Yeah. We're just riding his coattails. He's pretty amazing.
Well, that's awesome. We know his work. He's shot a lot of shows, bands in the area, and he's well known. Let's get into another song. We're kind of low on time here. Meet Me in the Middle.
Yeah.
Tell me about the song real quick.
This one I wrote the main riff lick thing for. When I was lucky enough to study abroad, I spent a semester in Prague, and I bought a guitar from a local instrument shop super close to my apartment. And he was nice enough to let me sell him back the guitar when I left the Czech Republic for like 90% of what I paid for it originally. So I basically just rented a guitar for like $15 for like 3 months. So I just kind of like noodled a lot on my guitar in my room, just kind of like thinking out stuff and plucking things here and there. And this one particular riff came out, and it just felt so fun to play. And right from the get-go, I thought it would be cool to have this sort of like guitar part that's rising while the vocals are descending, and having that kind of like juxtaposition is pretty cool. And from there, I came back and showed the guys, and they were like, this is cool, we should make it a song. And we did, so it was awesome.
Meet Me in the Middle is Magic Conch live in the Devil's Lair. We'll be right back. Maxinc Radio, we are local music, brand new Magic Conch there. Fine Dining and Breathing is the name of the album. That was Meet Me in the Middle. Guys, we could stay here for another hour. I wish we could, but we can't. We're almost out of time. Let's talk about the upcoming shows. What's on the calendar here? We got a show at the Harmony on June 10th, right?
Yep, next Saturday at Harmony, we're playing with Modern Joey from Milwaukee. They are a sort of jam funky band. We're excited to hear what they sound like. It's going to be a cool show.
Awesome. And then the Feed Your Head Festival. That's at the Wise Jennings folks out in Kettle Moraine, right?
Yep. That's going to be a fun one, too.
That's the outdoor show. And then what do you got? Some August, September dates on the calendar. That's kind of a question mark. What about the CD? When can we get our hands on the CD? And is there going to be vinyl?
I would love to press a vinyl. I've been thinking of doing a vinyl for album one and album two together. Mm. That would help save cost. But we will have physical CDs a couple weeks, hopefully, depending on turnaround time.
Wow, your music is made for vinyl. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just the classic rock and roll sound, the guitar solos, the jammy jams.
It's pretty jammy.
You're nasty, dude. That's what you are. You're nasty. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight and sharing your brand new album with us here in the Devil's Lair. I've had a great time listening to this for the first time. Usually when I listen, it's awkward when you listen to music for the first time. I mean, usually in my room, you know, or my office. That's good. But to do it live on the radio, and it has to be great for you guys, too.
Yeah, thanks. This was really fun for us, and it's fun to hear it under the headphones.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much once again. We got Max Inc. Heavy coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Of course, 11 o'clock, we'll do the essential last crack. Once again, I'm off next week. Rob Roberts will be filling in. I'm going camping. Saturday night, I'm going to go to the High Noon. I'm going to see Porky's Groove Machine and Work with the cancellations, and we should have been DJs for the party on the patio beforehand. You guys know Work. And
we do. Yeah, we played a few shows with them. They're cool people.
I've got like 1 minute to kill, and I'll tell you a funny story. So when I was working on the show, Monday or Tuesday, I think it was, I wasn't looking at the calendar, and I mistakenly thought that Work was coming in to do this interview with their new music. And Frank was like, what are you talking about? Anyway, that's what happened with that. Real quick, your favorite band that you played with here in Madison or around the state of Wisconsin?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Favorite local band?
Oh, for me, I mean, it's Work. Watching Max play the drums is just nasty.
That is
He's
pretty
just
special.
Disgusting. So
he is next level.
Yeah.
And real quick, your dream band that you want to play with on stage?
Oh, I mean, I personally, it would be really cool. They just came through last year, or maybe the year before. I can't quite remember. But White Denim is a popular sort of psychedelic, bluesy, funky, jazzy, all over the place kind of band. And they're like one of my favorite bands. And they played live on King Street. And if we can get one of those type of shows, that would be real special.
Once they hear this album, dude, from Magic Conch, they'll want to play with you, too. Guaranteed.
I can only hope so.
Fine Dining and Breathing. Go out and get it. It's Magic Conch live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Diving free in the ocean. Into the ocean deep.
As infectious as the groove.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is...
It's June Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheese making. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off, no matter what you
ABC
buy.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remmel.